Hey, remember to subscribe and follow my podcast so when I release a new episode, you get a notification. And follow me on Instagram. Yes, King Oliver. I am very active on there. Have a great day and enjoy the episode.
Going beyond normal. You're no longer going to be normal because you are a spiritual being having the human experience. And you know what? That's not normal, okay? I mean, it should be, but for us in this 3D world, that's not normal, right? So get ready for a lot of ideas because I was really drawn to inspiration here. So a lot of beautiful ideas coming in the near future for you. Oh, goodness, gorgeous. Can't even talk today. Goodness and gorgeous. So this is called the Good Tarot. It is a all my decks are powerful. I only choose powerful decks, but it's one of my most powerful tarot decks because that was an oracle deck I just did there. Oracle decks more tell about the future and what's going on in the astral realm, whereas tarot decks are more specific about what's going on in your physical world, as well as giving you more specifics about what's going on, you know, in the future, in the astral realm, all that good stuff. So, are we upside down? Oops. Oh, well. All right, Spirit, what do you have to tell us today? Ooh, the sun. Yes, the sun is clarity, enlightenment, healing, joy, success, victory, triumph. This is beautiful. It's the happiest card in the deck. Also, we have, the world here, which is enlightenment. Can't tell me we ain't waking up as a planet. We are all being enlightened. We are all waking up to who we are as spiritual beings, and that is so damn beautiful. Ooh, we also have the Ten of Swords here, which for me, so Ten of Swords is usually one of being betrayed and hurt and stabbed in the back, right? I'm seeing this more because tens are ending and tens are ending cycles, right? So the Ten of Swords would be an ending of a cycle. I'm saying this is the end of the cycle of the pain, an end of the cycle of the suffering, an end of the cycle of the old world as we know it, because the new world, the new Lemuria, is going to be one of beauty and peace, whereas the one now is very far from that. But then we have the Messenger of Earth, which is the Knight of Pentacles, and the Chariot here. So this is somebody in your life, some maybe an Earth sign, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, right? Who is going to be coming into your life suddenly, right? Someone's going to be coming in suddenly to offer you a new beginning, maybe even to work with you with the Three of Pentacles here. That's collaboration, apprenticeship. This is working together with other energies. It could be a third party situation, but I'm not really feeling that here. I'm just feeling like somebody is going to offer you a cup of love here with the Ace of Cups. And it could be like a work partnership, definitely. The Ace of Cups can be a friendship or romance. But I'm seeing here you're about to have a lot of business offers. But they're coming from a place of soul growth, a place of like love, unconditional love. It's not something material, whereas there is going to be a lot of material goods come from it, right? It's going to be a lot of beautiful things come from it, but it's not going to be a material thing. It's something way more spiritual than that. Beautiful. Love that. Okay. What else, Spirit? It's going to come more of these, huh? Oh, those went flying. Oh, Two of Wands. That's coming together. That's coming together with certain energies in order to make a great change and in order to heal as well. I keep hearing a lot of healing. Whatever this is going to bring a lot of healing. And then we have Queen of Swords with the Hierophant. So it may have been even possibly an ex going to come back and you're going to heal from with and maybe even work with possibly. Because it's just now I'm kind of feeling some karmic energy. But I'm also hearing that you're going to be enlightened to who you were in past lives. And I feel like you were a feminine energy in many past lives. Very interesting, right? Yeah, I feel like you also are really, really well done. Like you're really good at magic and you don't realize it.
What type of magic do you mean?
A magician's magic's not real.
Mean by magic? Like putting on magic performances and David Blaine and Darren Brown?
No. I mean like real magic, like spell work and rituals and stuff like that. But good magic. So I'm here to teach people that there's much more than darkness when it comes to magic, right? You use Reiki healing, is energy healing, which was called miracles in the day of Jesus, right? Is a form of magic. Shamans are witches, right? Shamans are healers, okay? So part of magic is just using that energy, that unconditional love energy, to help and heal and protect. It's what's being a white witch is what I like, you know, to call it. We have 10 of cups. Oh God, that's beautiful. First off, with Buddha here, I'm hearing enlightenment, but I'm also hearing that ultimate fulfillment, ultimate happiness. I mean, the 10 of cups is again, completion. So completing cycles from the, oh, I love that. From the old 10 sword energy to the new 10 of cups energy, from this pain and betrayal to this so much love and happiness in your life. You can't even stand it. And that's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that's coming from this world waking up, us remembering who our soul family really is, us remembering loved ones in past lives who've either passed on and, you know, we still can't connect with and we can now connect with spiritually, or people that we've lived many past lives with and we didn't know that we loved them, but now we're going to find out, you know, who they are, and they'll probably even come to us in the 3D realm as well. Yeah, seven of swords in reverse, all this deception and betrayal, done, over. Because the call, ooh, I love this. This is a spiritual awakening here. This is the call to become who you are as a soul, who you are as a being who is not just a, you know, a human being, right? We are so much more than that. Even though we are still humans in this form at this time, we are so much more than that. Let's get one more of those, and then I'm going to move on to the Gaia. Yeah, four of cups in reverse. Four of cups is unrequited love. It's someone who maybe, like, had something, like, against you. Or someone who didn't offer you a cup of love or some sort before. They were maybe just really cruel. Maybe they were very deceptive, but now they want to come in and make it right. I'm hearing a lot of forgiveness, right? They want to ask forgiveness. So if you have an ex that really screwed you over, get ready to see her again. You're like, oh, shit. This is the Gaia Oracle. Again, powerful deck. And I'm going to pull a little bit from the moonology because we are having this full moon in Sag tonight. It's going to be beautiful. And the lunar eclipse, I mean, come on, guys. Eclipses are all about bringing new things, like, you know, eclipsing things in and out of your life, right? So what do you need to release? What is no longer serving you? What is not for your highest and greatest good? And what is holding you back from becoming who you truly are meant to be? Think about that. Look in the mirror and really ask yourself that question. We have eternal dance, movement, wheel of life, path of least resistance. So this talks about going with the flow. This talks about finally going with the flow after probably a long time of really fighting it, whether it was unconsciously or consciously. Moonlight, travel, romance, potential. Uh-oh. Interesting. Maybe they'll be doing a lot of traveling soon. What else, Spirit? What other beautiful information do you have for us at this time? Okay. Oh, yeah. Loss, grief, sadness, resurrection. So we have travel, romance, potential, loss, grief, sadness, resurrection, perception beyond the veil of illusion. So maybe if you've lost either... And this is not just necessarily your message. You know what? I feel like this is a collective message. I feel like part of it was your message, but I feel like it's really a message for the collective, for anyone who's lost somebody. Maybe even specifically somebody in love, that when you see beyond the veil, they're not going to be gone anymore. You know, they're not there with you. Yeah, the dream. You probably already see them in your dream. Something is revealed, insight, breakthrough. Yeah, you're going to remember who you are. There's a butterfly here with perception, right? So transformation, butterflies are all about transformation, going from the caterpillar to the butterfly, right? And speaking of, at the very beginning of this podcast, I actually seen a butterfly that was flying right here next to my table. I thought that was very interesting. And then when I had to go in the back because of the lawnmower, there was another butterfly. So definitely transformation right now. Rising above, clarity, freedom, solution. That there's going to be a lot of clarity coming. And then the dream came out again. Mm-hmm. Remembering our loved ones that have passed is definitely a big one. Facing fear, subconscious healing, releasing. Yep. releasing what no longer serves you and healing from the past. Ocean of eternal love, healing, creativity, fertility, so much healing, so much freaking healing. It's unreal. Coming in for the entire collective. So much healing for the entire collective. It's beautiful. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Then we have, oh my God, Spirit, you can't even make this up. It says healing, reconnecting with your true nature. Can you make that up? Oh my God. Yes, healing, because you're reconnecting to who you are as a soul. And in that, you're going to have these memories of, yeah, eternal dance, going with the flow, knowing the search, feeling lost, confused, and lonely. Oh my God, this was us missing our collectives, missing our home, missing our loved ones, feeling lost, confused, and lonely. But there's going to be healing and reconnecting with who you are as, in nature, because there's movement, the wheel of life, the wheel of fortune, turning, karma. Everybody's getting their karma, good and bad. You've been doing great things, you're getting great karma. You've been, or dharma, you've been doing bad things, you're going to see that shit coming real hard, real fast. But for those of us who've been following the path, we are awakening, like straight up. Zen garden, see, like, look at this. Inner sanctuary. We are going within and we are realizing we are spiritual beings and we are so much more amazing than we could have ever possibly known. And I love this one right here. Purification, fire, bare essentials, the naked truth, wholeness, Suwelu, wholeness. Being one, having all your pieces coming back to you, no longer being fragmented. So, so gorgeous. And they want one more from this one. And then there's got a couple more decks here. Harmony, power, self-confidence, productivity. Yes, we are coming into harmony as a planet. And there's the train to confirm. We are coming into harmony as a planet. And people can't believe that. They're like, no way in hell that this planet is going to be one of peace and wholeness and unity and blah, 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 right? Well, guess what? They haven't been paying attention, if not, because it's literally happening. The message, positive news, positive outcome. Ganesha, clearing away obstacles, protection, and guidance. Yeah, they've been clearing away obstacles in the in the astral realm, in the spirit realm, beyond the veil. And now we're about to see all that's been happening that we haven't been able to see for a long time. And again, nine of hearts, fulfillment, harmony, right? Protection, again, protection twice. And then the hidden path. A marriage of spirit and matter. This is coming together and remembering who you are. A marriage between your lower self and your higher self. As above, so below. As within, so without, right? Coming together and being one. Wholeness. Oh, my God. And then we have a jewel within a teardrop. Appreciation, spiritual, and emotional reconnection. And underneath that, again, purification. Wholeness. I'm telling you, like, we are waking up. Beautiful. And these eclipses have a huge part in that. Okay. Let's get some moonology since we got the moon tonight. What else? Oof. Powerful messages coming out today. Don't let your pride get in your way. That is the only thing that's going to stop you. Your ego, your pride, your shadow self is the only thing that's going to stop you from waking up. You cannot allow your pride to get in your way. This may even be a specific message for someone who has Leo in their chart, a lot of Leo, or their Leo moon or sun rising. But yeah, for sure. I definitely feel like don't allow your pride to get in the way. A new start is coming. And what? New moon. New moons are all about bringing in new things, new beginnings, new starts, right? Starting over fresh. Your dreams need a practical plan. This is talking about bringing all of those ideas that you want. This is talking about, okay, you know, the people who say, oh, I can manifest. It's easy. All you have to do is think of that you want this and write this down and do this and script and that and that and that. And it's done. It's easy, right? No. That is not manifesting. That's half of manifesting. The other half of manifesting is getting off your ass and doing it, right? Yeah. So that's what I'm hearing is a lot of people feel like manifesting is just saying, I want this, universe. Bring it to me. Where are you at? What? No, that's not how it works. You've got to go after your dreams, but you have to make a practical plan. Yes, go with the flow, but also understand that you need more than just dreams. You have to be able to put something to that.
The law of attract is about the action. Law of attraction, half of it is attract action. Without the action, it's just law of attract, which means it's just a thought in your head.
Law of attract, action. I love that. Ooh, look at that. That was beautiful. Yes, a win-win outcome is forecast. And ooh, I'm drawn to the full moon in Libra. So there's also full moon in Taurus. So the full moon in Taurus, full moon in Libra, Libra and Taurus might be very powerful in your chart. But I'm also really hearing that the full moon in Libra, we had, right before the full moon in Scorpio. So three full moons ago, there's this full moon, last full moon, full moon in Libra. That was when a lot of these energies have really, really been balancing. So everything that's been happening is going to be as a result of the everything coming back to balance in partnerships and relationships and, you know, including the relationship with yourself, right? It's just about everything coming into balance. Oh, we have nothing is yet set in stone. Yeah. If you are afraid of something, afraid of someone, you're afraid of taking action in some way, shape, or form because you feel like you're going to fail at it, don't be. Because nothing is yet set in stone. You can still change things. You can still make good choices to, I like to say, jump timelines. Like, you can quantum leap by going with the flow. And how do I explain this? It's like we're awakening already, right, as a consciousness on a mass level, okay? So it's happening with or without you. That's kind of what I'm saying here, right? But if you assist this process, right, that is when everything goes so much smoother and you actually end up waking up quicker and you get to be one of those people who are like a way show or a light bringer, right, a light worker. For those of us who don't choose that path and they choose to stay asleep, they will wake up, but they're going to be one of the ones who are more lost and like wondering what the hell just happened. Whereas we're already like, oh, got you. We got you guys. We've been doing this for like a month, a year, 3 years. I don't know, however long you've been awake, probably more than a month, but you know,
it's almost like those who get up at 6 a.m. versus the one who lies in till 11. He like wakes up like, where the fuck is everyone? And they're like, we've been up for 5 hours. We've been awake for 5 hours and you've just woken up. But don't worry. We can tell you what we've done in 5 hours. You can always catch up. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that. I love the way you're just on point today. I mean, you always are, but love it. Be bold to make the first move. Yeah. This talks about, and yes, this may be in romance. This may be in a friendship. This may be in some other situation. But I'm seeing this as like, be bold to make the first move in your spirituality. You know what I mean? Learn to meditate. And learn to just work with your emotions and your emotional body. Heal your inner child. Do some shadow work. You've got to make the first move if you want this. You have to step out of your comfort zone and do things you're not used to in order to have this kind of evolution. You know what I mean? You can't just get something for nothing. The way my spirit guides explained it to me in the beginning of my awakening was perfect, okay? So I was asking them, the universe, my guides, you know, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? So you guys are here for me now. Cool. Like, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? And finally, I heard stop. Think of it this way. If you went over to a family member's house, who's your family? They love you. You love them. And you go over there and you haven't seen them in years. You've never talked to them. And you go over there and you say, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? Do you think they're going to want to do that for you if you have no relationship with them? And that is when I started building my relationship with my spirit guides and my higher self and in the universe. And that's when I realized, wow, you're right. Of course, I can't expect anything from the universe, anything from that's not given from my own actions, right? So I have to be able to give something to get something. I can't just expect nothing. Energy just doesn't come to you. You have to put out some sort of energy to get it back, right?
Yeah. That's like when you don't ask. When you don't ask the universe for something, or ask your spirit guides or angels, if you don't ask or don't put it out there, it's like having a light in your room and you haven't turned it on. You have to turn it on. You have to think that thought. You have to put it out there.
Absolutely. In order for it to come back.
You've got to plant a seed for a bud to grow. And people think they've got the light. It's like already there. But you have to literally turn it on by putting out that thought. And then it has something to work with. Otherwise, there's nothing to work with. It's like, yeah, but... what, like, tell me what you like. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, so many people think that they can just turn the light on and walk away to walk out of the house. You can't just turn the light on and walk out of the house. That don't work. It's like, I'm here, but I'm not actually there. So, you know, I'm kind of here. Maybe
it's
try
like
to find
playing
me,
tennis with somebody who every time you serve the ball goes and sits on the bench. You've got to wait for him to come back on the court. And then every time he comes back on the court, you're about to serve and he runs off again on the bench. It's like, look, if you're going to serve this ball, you need to be there to receive it. I can't serve back to you if you're not going to be there. So people put out thoughts, I want this life, I want this, like I want a new job, a new girlfriend.
And the next part of this podcast will be released very soon. Make sure you have subscribed and notifications are turned on. Stay tuned, everyone.